if you wanted to pour something from a big container to something with a narrow mouth, to keep it from spilling out, you pour it through a... And if you were driving horses and you wanted to go faster, you hit them with a...
Whip.
What do you hold in your hands when you're driving?
Reins.
Huh?
Reins.
Is that when you're riding on them or when you're driving them?
When you're driving.
What about when you're riding on them?
Driving.
You hold the...
Driving.
Okay. You call that the reins too?
Well, you can. Yeah.
What are your feet in?
What, a horse?
Huh?
Horse. Are your feet? In the saddle. Saddle hoops.
Okay. Any other name for that part that you put your foot in?
I don't know.
Did you ride much?
Well, I go to my grandfather's, they had horses, and a little kid.
Before you could hitch a horse to a buggy or wagon, what do you say you had to do to him?
You had to put his... You have to bridle him, put the bridle and put the thing to put on the side of him, reins and all that.
Do you have a general name for all that?
No, I don't know.
When you're plowing with two horses, do you ever hear a special name for the one that walks in the furrow?
No, I ain't never plowed, no. So I don't know.
Something that... You need to get that? Something that flour used to come in.
Sack.
What about, what was that made out of?
Burlap.
It's made out of burlap? Any special names for a sack made out of burlap?
I don't know.
What about toe sack or gunny sack or croaker sack?
Well, croaker sack couldn't put flour in. See, croaker sack had a hole in it.
Uh-huh.
And it's a knit like.
The flour sack is knit?
No, the croaker sack.
Uh-huh. Oh, but loose knit, you mean?
Yeah. See, it had holes in it, but flour sack got to be really woven fine.
What if you bought more flour than that? It'd come in a big wooden
barrel.
And the things that run around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
Steve.
Or to hold the stakes? It's the...
Rim.
Okay. What you know, a toy that came out in the 50s, just a ring, they called it a
hula hoop. Hula
hoop. Okay. Did you ever hear on a barrel calling that the...
Hoop?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
What's something smaller than a barrel that nails used to come in?
Jig.
And, you know, on a water barrel or a beer keg, the thing you turn to get the liquid out?
Called a spigot.
Okay. What about outside that you hook your hose up to?
Faucet.
Okay. And in the kitchen sink?
Hiding.
Huh?
Faucet. Hiding.
What?
You know what?
Which would you probably call it?
Faucet.
And nowadays, if you bought something at the store, the grocer would put it in a...
Set.
Made out of...
Paper.
And what would you call the amount of corn that you could take to the mill at one time to be ground?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear the expression, a turn of corn? What about if you were getting wood, if you got as much wood as you could carry, you say you had a...
Armful.
Okay. And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you say he just had a...
Half a load.
Huh?
Half a load.
Okay. Did you ever hear the expression, a jag of wood?
No.
If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along and unloading it and then going back for some more, you said he was... All morning he was...
Hauling wood. He's hauling wood.
Okay.